The new leader of Nashville's Community Oversight Board will soon arrive from Chicago, where he had deep experience investigating police misconduct. Yet his time on that city's Police Review Authority ended amid controversy. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has this profile of the Community Oversight Board's newly named executive director.
During William Whedon's job interview, there was little doubt about the extent of his experience. For 8 years, he oversaw a team that investigated complaints against police, including more than 350 shootings by officers. But then there's how that team was suddenly disbanded.
The agency blamed for allowing bad cops back on the street could be nearing an end.
She's talking about yesterday's scathing report detailing decades of racism.
A new agency is now in charge of investigations into Chicago police.
Whedon was deputy director of that group, responsible for day-to-day operations. He supervised and trained dozens of investigators and was tasked with trying to get adversaries, like the police, their union, and community members, to get along. He resigned shortly before the report labeled the agency as badly broken and biased in favor of police. When questioned in Nashville, Whedon said he'd been part of an inside push to try to fix that.
It was difficult for us to overcome 30 years of perception about what civilian oversight was in Chicago.
For example, Whedon says family members of police officers had gotten jobs within the review agency, creating a conflict of interest. But he says Nashville is in a wholly different position. It has a clean slate, and its oversight board was created with public enthusiasm through last year's referendum.
I know, and you all know, that Nashville is a beacon for civil rights, and this is an opportunity to show that you can take that lead and guide the rest of the United States in this regard.
Some of Nashville's board members openly worried about the baggage of Whedon's time in Chicago. But the majority, including Brenda Ross, count the experience in his favor.
I really like Mr. Whedon because he was in one of the tough communities in Chicago. And I like to respect that.
Several say Whedon can hit the ground running because of his time as a manager. Yet no one says oversight will be easy. Here's Walter Holloway, a board member and former Nashville officer.
Well, understand this, though. Whomever you get, it's going to be like pulling your teeth with a plier when you deal with the police department.
Holloway notes the local police union has resisted the oversight board at every step, and that group has already questioned Whedon's selection. There are other uncertainties. State lawmakers may curtail the board's subpoena powers, and Whedon's not sure if his team will get access to crime scenes and police records. But he says he's ready to work through any pushback.
It doesn't matter how much money you make or how much money you don't make. It doesn't matter what color you are or what language you speak. This board is here to serve the community honestly, as best it can, on every level.
Whedon has some history with this community. He's a 1984 Fisk graduate who says his career as a civil rights lawyer was inspired by leading Nashville figures. He's also had wider experiences as a federal prosecutor in the U.S. Virgin Islands and as a law professor in Wisconsin. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.